I'm Megan Gilger. Welcome to Through the Seasons. We are beginning a new year. I just created a folder when I was recording this on my computer for 2024 and the podcast for 2024. This is officially, I think, the third year of the podcast, which is insane to think about. It has gone through many changes, many adaptations and growth points, I guess you could say, which anything creative usually does. So I am excited to be here to start this new year with you and to discuss and fall completely into winter, despite whether or not the snow arrives. Though right now it is currently snowing, not the big flakes, but the just really nice, gentle snow, and I'll take it. So I took a break last week, as a lot of people did. I took some time off, and it was really great for me creatively. I felt like I had time to really settle into thinking about everything that needed to end in 2023 in order to move into another year. And if you read my newsletter on Monday, on the first, on New Year's, I talked about perceiving our year, life, whatever you want to call it in this moment, as more of a traversing of landscape, a hike, a grand walk, whatever you want to put it at, instead of anything that has to resemble a marathon or a sprint or anything like that. And I want to say this, that I love this idea because I think, you know, I have a partner who is incredibly, he's an achiever. And so it's good because he can always keep me on track of like thinking about these things and setting goals and perceiving my life in that way. Being an incredibly creative person, I have that, but what drives me is simply my creativity and intuition. That's where I start from. And at some point, there's just a realization that we live in a world where you also have to kind of figure out, where is that going? And so I've started seeing life instead of this marathon of like continuing the churn and like moving out of influencer world, where it was just this churn of content, of marketing cycles and things like that. As I've moved out of it, I've been able to see that, like, hey, we can like go on a hike here. Like, we can go into the woods and say, okay, my goal is to get up to the top of that hill. I might take like this way and then that way and then here and then maybe a little backwards and then over here. And eventually I am going to get there. But I'm going to do it at my own pace. I'm going to do it with my own perspective. I'm going to do it with my own intuition. And I'm going to take the breaks where I need them. And you also have the complete job of saying, I've decided I don't want to go there anymore. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go that way instead. I think it's beautiful to look at life this way. And I think to look at a year this way, we can set mile markers that we hope to hit, but we don't have to set that pace right away. And I think it's important to think about life in this way and to sort of perceive that. And the reason that I particularly think this is important to talk about, not just because it's a new year, it is a new year. And I'm sure you're already feeling like, okay, the routine is set and my schedule's falling into place and I gotta plan this and January's already looking full. And okay, I get it. I have two kids in school and I have work. I have a course I'm taking this year. I have a writing group I'm in. I have all these things going on and they're all amazing things. They're all life-giving things and they all are part of those mile markers that I want to hit. But it's still January. We are still tenderly in this new year and there is no reason to jump in with both feet and hit the ground running. I actually think that it's terrible to do anything fast right away in this season. Winter is not about moving fast. In fact, it's about moving slow. Everything about winter demands us to slow down. in order to leave the house after a snowstorm, you have to blow the driveway. You have to like put on a coat and put on some extra socks. Not extra socks. You just need to put socks on. And you got to put your boots on. You got to tie the boots and you got to put the hat on. You got to, there's so many layers compared to summer. Summer is our time for movement, for fast pace, for going, for doing, for getting it in, but not winter. Winter is the time to settle in, to sit back, to rejuvenate, to sit in a dreamlike state. And in fact, when I wrote Friday's newsletter that this podcast is included in, I talked about being in this season, like reminding myself of what I'm thinking about when I wake up at 2, 3 a.m., because everybody does, at least I do, ever since I had kids. I think it's something to do with hormones. I don't know what it is, but I wake up and sometimes it's like for 2 seconds and sometimes it's for 20 minutes. But, or like last night, it was like 40 minutes. But anyways, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that in that state, it's dreamlike. It is a suspended state that we get to sit in for a brief period of time. Anytime you've woken up in the middle of the night, you have to be so gentle with how you handle yourself in that moment. Because if you jostle too much, you leave that space and you have to start again into another whole realm of falling back asleep. You break that dreamlike state. And if you don't like push yourself in any one direction and you just kind of lay there, you keep your eyes, you know, closed, take some deep breaths and you settle into it, you're going to have some thoughts. These thoughts are going to come in, and these thoughts, those are partly subconscious. These are like these thoughts that for whatever reason during the day you thought about, but you never give space to. Sometimes these are going to be your anxieties. Sometimes these are going to be longings. Sometimes these are going to be deep desires. They can be this thing that is so powerful and full of wisdom. And I've always had this thought. And in fact, one of the most powerful times for me creatively and making the shift in my career was after I had COVID and I had this like fever, like all of us did. And then I sat, as anyone that's had COVID usually has. And then I spent quite a bit of time in the sauna and hopefully shake some of those feverish feelings. And in that time, so much was cleared away. Like it was like things were burned out of me and I got these ideas where I was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And I still see it as like this critical point in my year last year was that moment when I had COVID. And because everything after that shifted and because I trusted that intuition and that subconscious feeling that came out in those feverish feelings and that dreamlike state of wintering, even if it was in summer, it gave me. And it's so interesting because I just recently picked up at Christmas, I was gifted it because everybody told me I need to read this. And everyone who knows me has like been like, you need to read this book. And so I finally picked it up and it's The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. If you know anything about this book, it's a really easy pickup, put down. And anybody who is anyone, I think it's just like a good book to read in general, because we are all creative beings. And I think it's a state of understanding a sense of self that sometimes we can get distracted from as adults. And it allows us to go back into a world of being a child and thinking from that filter without this like influx of things. And I was thinking, he has this whole section. I think it's about the subconscious. I don't know what chapter it is. Anyways, it's like a quarter of the way into the book. And he talks about this exact thing that I experienced, that the wisdom that comes out of these dreamlike, feverish states that we can find ourselves in, whether that's in the middle of the night or first thing when we wake up and our alarm goes off. And before we do anything, we collect what we just gathered from our subconscious through the, you know, whole time we were sleeping, because there's so many things there and they need some way to be, you know, cataloged and to given space to understand. And so what I see of January is this very idea, is that we're in the state of beginning and we're in that 2 to 4 a.m. moment. And I was thinking about, I was like, oh, you know, it's a new year. Maybe I should like think about Instagram again or think about social media. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. What am I thinking? I am in that 2 to 4 a.m. period of time where whatever I do is going to affect this thought, this tender place, this, it needs slow. It need anywhere I can let off the gas, I need to let off. And because I need this time, this month, to reveal as many parts of my desires, my brain, my heart, the longings I have in my life. And I need to pay attention to that. Because at some point in 3 to 6 months, things are going to gear up so fast that to have that space to let off the gas is going to be really hard. But I can do it now. And so we can make ourselves believe that we can't, but we can. Everyone's coming in. We're going to go through periods of times that somebody's going to get sick and this person's going to get sick and, you know, plans are going to be thrown off and then this is going to happen. And that's all going to come this month. But what we can do is we can sit back and make space and realize we're in this state that needs our attention in this way that we can't otherwise. And so in my newsletter today, I actually talked about the theme for January, which if you're a paid subscriber, you get a whole guide and I go through these themes for each season or each month. And the intention, overall intention of winter is obviously hibernation. But through each month, I believe that there's something to do with ourselves that ultimately affects us 6 months from now. So what we're doing right now is tending to ourselves in this month. Now, the beautiful thing is that in 6 months, it will be July and August, and we will be tending to our gardens and vice versa. July and August inform us how we care for our gardens is how we can take note of how to care and tend to ourselves. And I think it's really lovely to have this comparison and that they don't exist at the same time, that we cannot tend to the garden at the same time as we're tending to ourselves in this extremely intense way. Now, things that we learn in January can lend into July and August and vice versa. But in this situation, I really, really love the things because when I look at like, how do I tend to my garden in July and August? I'm focused on what does it need? I'm paying attention to what is my garden asking of me? What is every plant smell like? I'm in this state of taking it all in, right? I'm harvesting, I'm taking in the work that I did in the spring. I am harvesting garlic. I am, you know, figuring out how much water do we need? Is there a rain? Is there not? I am listening to the garden. And so that being said, that is what we are doing in January for ourselves. All those things that we did for our garden can now be applied to ourselves. Will we dream and wait for the soil to be ready for us to tend to it again in the coming months? And how we tend and listen to ourselves now in January will be a perfect reflection of what we are able to give to our gardens come 4 months from now. Yeah, it's only 4 months, truly. So I say all of this because I think it is so counterintuitive to go into this season, this new year. It's like you turn a fresh page in the notebook and instead of sitting there and asking what the page wants, we just go ahead and start writing. But I beg you to sit with the blank page, to not step on it, to not put a mark just yet. Maybe draw a couple things. Let those dreams come into some state of doodling or whatever may come to you. It doesn't matter because it's something that I think we just have to sit with. And I guess that's all I'm trying to say. Now, all of that is in the newsletter today. Obviously I'm writing in it. But I also am going to, before I read the reflection for this week, which is all about snow, because it's all I desire right now. I also want to highlight really quick that our paid subscribers, you are going to be getting access to the Garden Planning Intensive, which is in February. So if you've thought about becoming a paid subscriber, this is a great time to do it. I have 20% off for the entire year, which takes the cost down to $40 for the year. And it will get you access to not just this intensive, but to conversations about garden planning and all of that. And though my Substack specifically is not garden planning, a garden is a wonderful way to interact with the seasons on any scale. So no matter the level of your gardening skills, doesn't matter. This intensive is designed for all skill levels. And I offer sessions and things like that to go beyond it. But this intensive is so much fun. And it is such a great way to kind of plan out your garden in a unique way with a community of people. And because we'll be having chats and conversations about our gardens. And it's also to hold you accountable a little bit, because if you're anything like me, you can kind of wait till the last minute. And I have enough garden design projects right now, and to think about my own, it can be kind of intense. So I highly suggest it. If you are looking for just a gardening course, I do offer those. They are on my learn.freshexchange.com website, where you can go and get access to all the courses that once were in our community. They are now live on that site and they can be purchased individually. That includes my beginner garden course and companion planting course. There's all sorts of things in there. I highly suggest it if you are wanting to get into it, but maybe you don't want to do the garden planting course itself, or rather this intensive. Yeah, I'm going to be releasing all the dates on Monday, so I will be giving you more info, but if you're thinking about joining, go ahead and head to the newsletter. It's at Substack, or megangilger.substack.com. Sorry. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It is something I look forward to every year, and it was such a huge hit in our gardening community. But now that we're not doing that, they all asked that we still host it. And I agree, it's a lot of fun. So I hope you join us and get that 20% off, because you'll pay just $40 for the entire thing, plus everything else for the rest of the year as well. So, okay. So this last thing before we go in the podcast today is my reflection for today. And this, I've been longing for snow, but thinking about snow in so many different capacities, that the things that I love about it, the things that I feel with it. And I'm such a romantic particularly when it comes to love in general, but just also I'm a romantic in terms of how I talk about nature, and it's always been a romance for me. And so because I feel like this, just like this reciprocation of love between me and nature all the time, and this understanding of each other. And I don't know, it always has felt that way. So today's reflection is called Suspended, and it's all about snow. I have waited to see the snowfall, the type of snow with big flakes, the ones so heavy it is no wonder they fall to the ground. On one of my evening walks, the snow began to come in, the first in weeks. I had seen the front coming across the hills. Fronts in winter are less ominous than the ones in summer and fall. These ones are softer, gray, and feel like a blanket to grab rather than a wall to hide from. Standing in the pines, the snow fell gently and softly, kissing my skin in a way that is unique to the softness of flakes of frozen lake water. Over the years, I have found magic in nature that I could equate to falling in love with someone. For a moment, standing there as the snow fell, I felt all those electric and tingly feelings of finding your soul meeting another. The snow felt like coming back in touch with someone I had loved and longed to hear from, but hadn't in far too long. I ached to be in the falling flakes of the snow. I had ached to be tinged with the cold and exhilarated by the silence it brings. Looking at the white sky above me, the falling flakes suspended above me, catching softly on the wind before hitting my cheeks and lips, it felt like time stood still. For just a moment, everything is silent, and nothing else can be seen or felt. The trees even hush in the wind as the snow hangs in the air like we aren't on a spinning ball in space. For a moment, I can feel my heart pumping, my lungs filling with the cold, crisp air, and then the snow hits the ground, as only snow can. It is nearly inaudible in its accumulation. I realize I love the snow falling and piling up around me for many reasons, but mostly because of this moment. For just this time in the world, world's rush. I feel time stop. And the snow and I are suspended with it in the air like a first kiss or the first knowing glance. The snow can do the same to us. It is one of the few ways we can make time stand still. For that, winter will always be the season that holds a romance all its own, a suspended moment in time to feel the entire earth go silent. I know it's short, but I just love the snow. If that is not evident. So I love the romance of it, and I love the just the way it stops everything and it slows it all down and it makes it feel like nothing else matters. And that's really, really lovely and beautiful because there aren't many things in life that can do that. And yeah, I did have a good cry about snow this week too, because I miss it that much. But I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that it will come in and my skis will find themselves gliding once again. It feels that winters are incredibly short in comparison to what they used to be. And that's heartbreaking. So we'll see how it all plays out in life, won't we? Okay, my friends. I hope you go ahead and check out the newsletter today. Head to megangilger.substack.com. If you want a course, you want to get some learning done, head to learn.freshexchange.com. Until then, my friends, I'll see you out there.